bat would slit his wrist, the Vancouver suicide attempt having failed, take 49 tablets of high-grade digitalis, and sit in a closed garage with his car motor running, and fail there, too. Well, the body has powers unknown to the mind. Gloria's mind had total control over her body. She was rationally insane. Most insanity can be identified with the bizarre and the theatrical. You put a pan on your head and a towel around your waist, paint yourself purple, and go outdoors. Gloria was as calm as she had ever been, polite and civilized. If she had lived in ancient Rome or Japan, she would have gone unnoticed. Her driving skills probably remained unimpaired. She would stop at every red light and not exceed the speed limit on her trip to pick up the 10 Nembutals. I am Horse Lover Fat, and I am writing this in the third person to gain much-needed objectivity. I did not love Gloria Knudsen, but I liked her. In Berkeley, she and her husband had given elegant parties, and my wife and I always got invited. Gloria spent hours fixing little sandwiches and served different wines, and she dressed up and looked lovely, with her sandy-colored, short-cut, curly hair. Anyhow, Horse Lover Fat had no Nembutal to give her, and a week later, Gloria threw herself out of a 10th-floor window of the Synanon building in Oakland, California, and smashed herself to bits on the pavement along MacArthur Boulevard. And Horse Lover Fat continued his insidious, long decline into misery and illness, the sort of chaos that astrophysicists say is the fate in store for the whole universe. Fat was ahead of his time, ahead of the universe. Eventually, he forgot what event had started off his decline into entropy. God mercifully occludes us to the past as well as the future. For 2 months after he learned of Gloria's suicide, he cried and watched TV and took more dope. His brain was going too, but he didn't know it. Infinite are the mercies of God. As a matter of fact, Fat had lost his own wife the year before to mental illness. It was like a plague. No one could discern how much was due to drugs. This time in America, 1960 to 1970, and this place, the Bay Area of Northern California, was totally fucked. I'm sorry to tell you this, but that's the truth. Fancy terms and ornate theories cannot cover this fact up. The authorities became as psychotic as those they hunted. They wanted to put all persons who were not clones of the establishment away. The authorities were filled with hate. Fat had seen police glower at him with the ferocity of dogs. The day they moved Angela Davis, the black Marxist, out of the Marin County Jail, the authorities dismantled the whole civic center. This was to baffle radicals who might intend trouble. The elevators got unwired, doors got relabeled with spurious information, the district attorney hid. Fat saw all this. He had gone to the civic center that day to return a library book. At the electronic hoop at the civic center entrance, two cops had ripped open the book and papers that Fat carried. He was perplexed. The whole day perplexed him. In the cafeteria, an armed cop watched everyone eat. Fat returned home by cab, afraid of his own car and wondering if he was nuts. He was, but so was everyone else. I am by profession a science fiction writer. I deal in fantasies. My life is a fantasy. Nonetheless, Gloria Knudsen lies in a box in Modesto, California. There's a photo of her funeral wreaths in my photo album. It's a color photo, so you can see how lovely the wreaths are. In the background, a VW is parked. I can be seen crawling into the VW in the midst of the service. I am not able to take any more. After the graveside service, Gloria's former husband Bob and I, and some tearful friend of his and hers, had a late lunch at a fancy restaurant in Modesto near the cemetery. The waitress seated us in the rear because the three of us looked like hippies, even though we had suits and ties on. We didn't give a shit. I don't remember what we talked about. The night before, Bob and Horse Lover Fat, drove to Oakland to see the movie Patton. Just before the graveside service, Fat met Gloria's parents for the first time. Like their deceased daughter, they treated him with utmost civility. A number of Gloria's friends stood around the corny, California ranch-style living room, recalling the person who linked them together. Naturally, Mrs. Knudsen wore too much makeup. Women always put on too much makeup when someone dies. Fat petted the dead girl's cat, Chairman Mao. He remembered the few days Gloria had spent with him upon her futile trip to his house for the Nembutal, which he did not have. She greeted the disclosure of his lie.